given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Well, hello, everyone. This is Noemi's and my jumping into 2022 with all of you, and we're so happy to be here. Hello, Noemi.
Oh, hello, Lisa. Yes, very happy to be here. It feels good. The vibration is elevating. It's increasing. It feels delightful. Glad to be here.
Delightful. That's one of my favorite words, actually. And
Divine uses that a lot in the channeled messages. We delight, they say. So I've taken it from them.
Well, they don't mind.
Absolutely not. They will share it.
Yes. Well, today's I love the twist on today's topic than what you're hearing, you know, around in the world, people asking, oh, you know, did you make New Year's resolutions? What are your resolutions? And some people say right flat out, I don't make them. And some people say, yep, here they are. So we've actually come up with today's show, and it's actually called Stop Resolving to Be Better and Start Belonging to Yourself. So Noemi, I love that we came up with this because it felt good right away. Like, stop resolving to be better.
Mm. Oh. So true.
Yes. And so what we'll do, I will jump into reading our lovely show description so you guys know that you are in exactly the right place. And we're going to get to hear some pre-channeled messages that Noemi did earlier with the divine. And then we're going to deeply listen and we'll see what questions come up from all of us in the universe together. So stop resolving to be better and start belonging to yourself. What drives us to make resolutions at the start of a new year, new relationship, a new job, or a new situation? How often do those resolutions leave us feeling worse than we did before we made them? And what's the key to breaking the cycle? We often make resolutions because the last time we think we didn't do enough, we didn't do it right, and we don't feel good about ourselves. Well, this time we're determined to strive to be better, enough, and more. Then why do we end up feeling badly? Well, because we have forgotten to love and embrace ourselves and even to belong to ourselves. Do you belong to you? Or do you belong to the opinions of others, to the need to conform and to fit in, or to the expectations of being more and doing more? When we belong to ourselves, none of that drives us, and change is so much easier. As we belong more to ourselves, we may feel that we don't belong in our bodies because we're no longer comfortable in our larger sized body. Or we may feel like we no longer belong in a relationship, a job, or a city because in some way they are incompatible with who we really are. It can be distressing, though, to find out you don't belong where you are, but you always belong in who you are. So when we approach change from the desire to belong to ourselves, we're not pressured to change and we don't reject ourselves in the process. Rejection is impossible when you belong to yourself. Oh, that's my favorite line.
Oh, me too. That ending, you know, that you put in there. It's so powerful because how often do we reject parts of ourselves? Or maybe all of ourselves, you know, that rejection has been programmed into us and we've experienced rejection and we've internalized it. And so, yeah, but if we belong to us, there's nothing to reject. You know, if we own ourselves and we step fully into ourselves and we're comfortable in ourselves, it's like that most comfortable jacket or pair of shoes that's just relaxing and it feels so good to be us when we own ourselves, when we belong to ourselves.
Yes. And, you know, I want to have you expand a little bit on the one part we say, you know, sometimes it can feel really, it's uncomfortable when we don't feel like we belong. But what we were saying there, like when if somebody might be identifying or feeling like, yes, I just don't feel like I fit in or I belong, like this, it's just not a we don't know yet to quite say, you know, I don't feel aligned. We feel like I'm in the wrong place is what we're feeling. This isn't my body. This isn't my, this relationship. When, for you, Noemi, when, how do you, like, for just a fun question for you, when, what is the first thing that you feel when you're like, uh-oh, I don't feel like I belong in this. This is not for me.
So, you know, sometimes I don't catch it at the first thing, but I start to feel really kind of angst. That's a general word I use to describe a lot of things, but in terms, I don't feel good. I feel unsettled. I feel some level of dissatisfied, but not because it's not good enough for me or you're not, but there's some place in which there's a place inside of me where it doesn't feel right. Not that it's bad, not that it's wrong, but it doesn't feel like where I should be now, where I need to be now. And I've had several experiences of that in my lifetime where it reached the point where what used to be right is not right anymore. It isn't me anymore. And it's that willingness to acknowledge that and to then see what needs to change because of that. That makes a huge difference.
I like that you use those two, what the word dissatisfied, like you're not being fulfilled. There's something about it. So when we pull this back into resolutions, right? Why do we often make these resolutions is because it's not a dissatisfied with like that we failed or that we weren't enough. It's more, I know there's more available. And right now I can feel it. It's calling me.
Well, and that is a beautiful thing, knowing there's more available because there always is, and it's calling you. But it's when we try to push ourselves to it, we try to pull it towards us like a tug of rope or something, we're going to get this because it's out there.
Yes.
Then we're in the ego, right? So belonging to yourself is completely different than being in your ego, because when you're in your ego, you're at the outside layer of you, which isn't really all of you, which isn't really you. Anyway, it's the jacket you wear to go outside, you know, in the winter. It's not you. It's not fully you. There are aspects that are you, but it's not fully you. And there's so much more to you. And so, yeah, when you're trying to resolve to do something differently, and we're calling the ego into action, and it's when we can see that, okay, that didn't work, right? So you feel uncomfortable in your body, or there's a feeling of just waking up every morning to go to this job, it feels like it's, I remember when I used to be a software engineer a long time ago, and I every morning for a long time I was waking up and feeling dead inside, and then I had joined a woman's group because I was feeling dead and I needed something, and I wound up being encouraged to lead the group. To leave one group meeting, there were several meetings, and I loved it, and I started to feel alive again, and I was like, oh, this feels so different than getting up every morning and going to go sit in front of that screen and see if I left the thing running overnight, if it's still running or if it died, and, you know, fixing this bug, designing that thing, it just didn't feel like me anymore. But when I got my master's in computer science, it felt like me. I was so excited about it, but it just was no longer me.
Okay. Wow, Noemi. Okay, so we went from dissatisfied to, you said, I picked up on like another way we can identify is like if resistance and kind of feeling dead and not alive or inspired. And I'm pretty sure the pre-channeled message actually touches on this. So with those pieces kind of lining, we'll have people's ears perk up if you want to share that.
Oh, sure. Sure, be happy to. So in case you're listening for the first time, what Lisa calls the pre-channeled message is when I sit down a few days before the show and say, here's what we're feeling to talk about, and I ask the divine, I ask Source, what do you want to say? And that's the starting point then for our deeper dive in the show. So I'm just going to grab a swig of water. Okay, So this is receive and belong to you. That's what I called it. What you all need is to receive yourself, embrace you, fully engage with you, fully show up as the uniqueness of you, and be satisfied with you and express you. Your uniqueness is your richness, your offering to the world, and especially to yourself. Be willing to engage fully with you, to fully express you, not at the expense of another's self-expression or self-reception, but in a way that also invites them to be fully them. Many of you think that to be fully you, you must assert yourself over anything or anyone that seems to interfere with your expression. And we would say to you that there is no need to assert yourself over anyone to fully own being you. If you do assert yourself over another, you step into your ego, and most often in doing so, you step out of your essence, out of your uniqueness, which makes you so valuable to us and can make you valuable to your world, to your segment of the world, to the tribe of your chosen people who are compatible with the truth of who you are and who will embrace that truth and eagerly encourage your expression of the truth of who you are. And yes, those people do exist. And to find them, you must first embrace you. Receive you and belong to you and own the truth of who you are in your beautiful essence. We love the uniqueness of each of you in conjunction with your sameness. Both must be expressed and owned to be fully fulfilled. If you overassert your uniqueness, you break your connection with much of humanity and you cause divisions and sow strife in your corner of the world. But if you deny your uniqueness or try to repress it, to blend in, to be accepted, then you reject yourself to belong to others, to the group, and in doing so, you invite more rejection from them. How you relate to you, how you treat yourself and embrace or reject you is what you invite from others. You see, you really are the center of your own world, but not in the ego's way of asserting its specialness over others, but in the way of your true self finding its full expression in the joy and power of you owning you, receiving you, fully wrapping yourself around you and being you from the inside out. When you belong to you and you welcome you as you would welcome a beloved friend whom you've not seen in a long time, joy springs forth. And joy is your essential nature, uniquely expressed through and by you in a way that only you can. And you cannot fully discover you, know you, receive you, and embrace you, and even belong to you without becoming joyful. If joy is in short supply in your life, so is your ownership and receiving of you. We acknowledge that some of you are going through difficult and trying circumstances, and that joy may be hard for you to find. And yet, even in the most joyless circumstances, there is a quiet peace that is available to you when you accept those circumstances and allow yourself to go through them as fully you, opened by the suffering rather than contracted and shutting down. Can you show up for life and for yourself, even in times of sorrow and hardship? That is when being fully you will help you the most. If instead of being fully you and fully present, you choose to be stoic or to numb yourself, you will lose yourself through the challenges which have been designed to open you to embracing and accepting all of you and to belonging to you. Can you find yourself and be true to yourself in the most difficult times? If you do, you will emerge from those challenges as more of you and so much with so much more to offer yourself, your loved ones, and even the world. And it all begins with the willingness and choice to keep accepting and embracing you over and over until you become fully you, until you fall in love with who you truly are, and you belong to you and step into and share you with the world. And we fully welcome you always as fully you. And in this moment, we are complete in unconditional love and acceptance. Namaste.
It feels like we've gotten to like such a different layer of the skins of an onion, you know, like so many in there. One thing I love the, I felt a couple notes on this one, even though I've heard this before, it's so funny because I always hear more when I hear it, is I'm going to take it right back almost to the beginning because we're going to do commercial in about a minute and a half. But what are we not expressing to feel fulfilled? And what are we over expressing and asserting into, you know, to another person's, when they're trying to express? That was really impactful to me when I was hearing that. It's such a fine line. It feels like almost like a delicate dance, and does it have to be that hard to recognize?
Yeah. And the more that we become us, that we dare to be us, you know, it's like that. Yes. Brené Brown, who was sort of the inspiration for the show, you know, she has that braving and daring, and all of these are her the words she likes to use. But it is that when we step into the courage to be fully us, even for a moment, it's like, oh, wow. It opens us, it shifts us, and takes us out of all of this not good enough and all of the story and all of the how we tend to question and doubt and try to change ourselves and just spin ourselves a little bit differently, like we're some kind of loom spinning us, you know.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I totally got this question. Okay. So when we come back, this is the question that I'm going to jump into because I can feel it and hear it. It's actually come right around to that question that some of us might've experienced or not, about we are afraid to shine our own light. And so how do we do that? How do we be shiny and not feel like we're asserting or putting anybody else down or leaving them behind? So come on back after a commercial break to Access to Angels and Grace.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back to Access to Angels and Grace, our first show of 2022. And
yeah.
Ah, a great place to start with this one. So, so Noemi, this is what I was kind of feeling before, you know, as you're reading that, feeling that deeper question coming in is if, and then I got a little more clarity over the commercial break there. We often say that, you know, we tell others, don't dim your light, shine brightly, be that person. But, and that can sometimes sound grandiose. Like people are like, well, maybe it's not so big. Maybe it's just, you know how we might call somebody eccentric. Or it's not about being so, I'm a leader in this world and let me go. It could be just you wanting to share that maybe you're pregnant and your sister was trying to get pregnant or friend and she didn't. And now you are dimming your light. Like you're not able to celebrate a moment, or you got a job or a raise, but somebody else is really struggling financially. So it's more, I didn't want it to sound so like it, like, you know, you've won an award or something big, but like it can be those little things that you are, we don't recognize that we're dimming our light on even the smallest things.
It's so interesting to me that you're mentioning that dimming the light, because it must have been about 20 years ago. I was sitting in a woman's circle at this place called the Woman's Well, which is no longer around, but it had a lovely name, and the women were lovely. And I sat there and realized I had a dimmer switch that I was carrying with me all the time, and my light was way down, and I was daring, should I turn it? I decided that so I was pretty much invisible. So I said, okay, I'm going to try to turn my switch up a little bit. And I really just went deep inside and said, I want to shine my light a little bit more. And it was like, it's fascinating, because by the end of that circle, I wasn't completely invisible anymore. I was slightly more visible. It was just like, and I was still pretty dialed pretty far down, but it was that dimming the light is something that we learn to do. You know, I was given feedback that I was too much at one point when I was very young, and therefore don't want to appear too much for others. So don't want to, you know, make them feel bad. So dial it down. And yes. So, you know, and one of the things I love about doing this show is I get to dial it all the way up and be fully present and fully here.
Oh, I love it. Well, and that is a way of leading, just by showing up in our true self. And I think this is so interesting how this, I can feel this little question bubbling around, you know, stop resolving to be better. Because it's shining your light does not mean be better. And that's what I think. That's where I really wanted to go with it. I could feel that. That's the assertion part. Shining your light doesn't mean assert yourself into others, you know. And yes, it's not resolving to be better. It's resolving to be your truest self and belong to you. And the belonging is also receive you, accept you, yes. Love you, yes,
embrace you, and receive you and own you and be yes about you, not in a boastful way of ego, but in this way of being so at home in yourself too. I think belonging to yourself to me is to also be being at home in yourself. You know, it's this, if we don't feel at home in ourselves, then in some way we are not in touch with ourselves. We're being someone we're not, because it is the most at home is when we're fully us, when we allow ourselves to be fully us.
And there's the question that is, the question is, how can we feel, how do we even recognize that we don't feel at home in ourselves? And then how can we begin a little bit of a formula and a step-by-step from source here on how to feel truly at home in ourselves? And I'm going to piggyback this with something, because it's definitely bubbling up. I was caught up in the moment a couple weeks ago. I was totally myself. I was just being myself. I was really enjoying something, and I was playing. I was just playing. I play with the cats all the time, but I was just having fun, and I was seen. I was seen, and I felt being seen, and I felt embarrassed, and
I suddenly was like, wow, I'm really embarrassed for being seen. But I was like probably in one of my most blissful moments ever. And I can feel it as a knot even in my stomach today. Mm. Like I haven't quite, I don't feel at home. And I was like, but I loved them. I was playing, I was hearing music. I was listening, I was being silly. And then, oh, I was caught. So if anyone can almost, you know, relate or feel that, maybe you're shopping and you get excited and you see something and you have a reaction out loud and then somebody's like, looks at you like, well, you're weird. Stop it. You're making, you know, a scene. or if you're drawing or, you know, just doing something creative, you know, you smell a flower and you think, wow. So that's where this question is really from people. How can we feel at home even when we, I got, you know, embarrassed or shame or caught or too much in the spotlight, like, oh, I didn't want people to see that.
Yeah, it's such an interesting dichotomy because we want to be seen, but not too much.
We want to see, be seen, know, perfectly.
So dimmer switch. Can I be seen a little bit? Let me turn it up a little bit, but don't see me too much. Don't put that spotlight on me. Put it over there. And then, you know, sometimes the ego wants the spotlight. How come nobody's seeing me? And it's such a strange, this dichotomy because, well, when we're fully us, we're not even focusing on being seen. Right. But we glow. We radiate. It's we glow us. We glow that unique. You glow that unique Lisa-ness, and I have the Noemi-ness, and we glow it, and we can't help but be seen by someone. Not other people. Not everybody's going to see it, but someone else who's receptive to the glow, who's aware of the glow, who can perceive the glow, is going to be seeing that, seeing us. Yes.
I think that's so, what you answered it quite beautifully too. And I would love the deepening from.
Yes. There's like, I'm feeling it's this vibration that's right above my crown chakra. And it's like, so it's going. So, right. So I'm just going to grab the swig of water and I'm going to go in, as I say. Beautiful. And so, if this is your first time listening, I'm just going to get a little bit silent to deepen that connection with the divine. And we all have that connection with divine all the time, but we may have stuff that's blocking it, clogging it up, not really blocking, clogging it up, or we're just not perceiving it. So I'm deepening that connection. And I greet the divine and turn it over to them.
Beautiful.
I can feel, divine, that you have a lot to say here, this question about feeling at home in ourselves and without that sense of shame, or just really, really being at home in ourselves. And how do we know if we're not at home in ourselves? And what does it feel like to be at home in ourselves? And how do we get there? So all of that, so grateful to hear you. And we are grateful to be here. We're grateful for your questions. And we want to say to all who are listening that ask questions of us. Ask questions. The deeper the question, the deeper the transformation. If you ask, why me? Why is this happening to me again? Then you will not experience so much transformation. And we will answer that question. It may not be in words, because not all of you hear the words. Not all of you. Your gift is different for each one of you, and not all of you hear in the way Noemi Grace does, which is not superior to whatever way you hear. It is all uniquely you. And so being willing to be uniquely you, whatever that looks like. And since we're speaking of Noemi Grace, when she first started to be on this journey of self-discovery and desiring to be, to discover herself and love herself, she had no idea where it was going to take her, or she might not have gone. So we are grateful. We're so grateful that she let us lead her, and we will lead you. We will always lead you. And you can even ask for us to show you in a certain way, not to win the lottery, but to show you, to give you that sense. All of you can have that sense. You have that intuition, that inner knowing, which is a connection to your deepest self and resides in your deepest self. And it also has a connection to us. So it is this two-way connection. And so we can give you that sense of knowing, or we will speak to you and you will hear our voice, or we will give you some clarity. The idea, the thought will come with such great clarity, and there's so many ways that we can help you. And so if you do not know who you are, that is okay. You all lose that ability to know who you are. You come in with knowledge of who you are, and you lose it as you go through your childhoods and your adulthoods, and you lose that. And yet, it is that coming full circle and with expansion, as if you are spiraling up, going up a spiral staircase, and so you do not arrive at where you started. You are at a higher place, a more elevated place of being fully you. And so when you are not you, when you are not elevated, when you are not connected to you, you feel a sense of unhappiness that you can't explain. You also feel a sense of aloneness or loneliness that may make no sense in your circumstances as you look to see that you have a beautiful family and many friends. And that aloneness is separation. It is because of separation from yourself. It is accentuated. It is there to point out to you, to call your attention to you being separated from you. And separation, the reality of separation, of being separated from the truth of who you are, is the reality of being human. And yet you are human and divine at the same time. And so when you bring in your connection to the divine, you can bring in your connection to source, to us. Now the separation is gone. That separation is gone. So know that there is more depth to you. There is more depth for you. There is more depth available to you. And there it is. If you feel badly, if you feel badly within yourself, especially those of you who feel badly for no reason, no visible reason, there's always a reason, but those that maybe aren't going through a challenging time and you feel badly, you feel out of sorts, you feel what Noemi Grace calls angst, but you feel out of sorts, you feel not at home, not comfortable, then there is more for you. There is more discovery for you. Recognizing that you're not at home in yourself, by that feeling of discomfort, by that feeling of aloneness and disconnection, by those feelings, that is a starting point. That is not an end point. That is not a bad place to be. Sometimes you all say, well, I'm in a bad place. That bad place is a place of being separated from the truth of who you are, simply. And so yet that bad place, as you call it, awakens you. It is an opportunity to awaken. That bad place is tapping you on the shoulder and saying, excuse me, but you're not being me. You're not being you. You're not being who you are. And that's okay. You all get there. But what we are saying, oh, how wondrous it is for you to be fully you, for you to embrace you, for you to enjoy you, enjoy being you without the shame. And so, well, the shame comes in because it's been so programmed. All of you have been shamed, even by the most well-meaning people. As children, you all experience that shaming. And so it is part of that human journey. And yet you recognize the shame and then love yourself enough to come back to fully expressing you, to be fully you, to the joy of being you, because there is joy in being you. As we said in that message that Noemi Grace read, if you're not experiencing joy, you're not being fully you. And so recognize that, recognize all of that, and ask for help. And also start to open your eyes. Notice when you compromise yourself by saying yes when you want to, when you are really, really needing to say no, or when you choose in a default way, you choose the same thing over and over again without, you choose unconsciously without being aware. And so all of this is here in your life and present in your life to help you wake up. It is not a bad place to be, but yet there is a glorious place for you to be. There's so much to you that you can't imagine. And we invite you on this journey with us to the full discovery of who you are and the full embrace and belonging to who you are. In great love, we are complete. Namaste. Ooh, wow.
very supportive. I like the, that was so perfect way to say, I'm just in a bad place. That was so bang on to what the language would be to recognize that.
And they said, it's not a bad place. It's a place that's tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hello, you're not being you. You know, it's a place of separation and an invitation to return to you.
Yes, and I love that it's the starting point. That actually was the uplifting part to me, and I thought, oh, isn't that beautiful? You kind of go, hey, I'm in a bad place. I don't feel joy. Oh, that's great, because now I'm just at the start. I can start here, and then it feels positive.
Yes, to me, it's like from separation to belonging to you.
Ooh, yes. Ooh,
that's
I like
what they're
that.
Saying right now, so I'm writing it down.
Yes, from separation to belonging, and that's right. So when we are trying to make resolutions that we think will be better if I can do this, and I'll be, you know, a better person, more this and this and that. When I make this resolution, when I accomplish this, because I failed at it last year, let me try again. Mm. That is separation, and as we come to belonging, that's where we our dimmer goes up. You know, we get to actually put the switch up a little bit.
Yes, and that separation, and that's, you know, in that belonging, it's easy. Right? In separation, it's struggle, it's striving. I'm going to make this goal. I'm going to have these many clients, or I'm going to lose this much weight, or I'm going to exercise 6 times a week for 45 minutes or whatever it is. It's all those. It applies pressure. I always felt that pressure in making those New Year's resolutions. Okay, and now I got to do this. And then there's a voice that says, and now you'll never be able to do this.
That's right. Well, when we come back from commercial, I would love to talk about accountability. This is bringing up some really fun stuff about goal setting and how we can feel pressure or feel really joyful about it. So when we come on back to Access to Angels and Grace, we are going to jump into this.
Mm-hmm.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Ooh, again, I can feel my little antenna. I'll just go do-do-do-do-do as well there, Noemi. Oh, I've got to ask this question before. I almost couldn't even write this fast. So what I was hearing, just to really expand on, okay, yes, because it's about resolutions, but it's not. I'm bringing it to goals and the word accountability. Now, I was thinking of this word, you know, over the weekend, but now I'm really feeling it. A lot of us will say, I really need someone to hold my feet to the fire or kick my butt. And to me, these sound so like, that sounds like pressure. But what I'm feeling is accountability, what we're looking for, what we're asking for is support. In see how you can support me is by seeing who I truly am and encouraging me to stay aligned to that.
And that just has so much more. It just, it invites me in, whereas accountability, I feel resistance. I'm like, oh.
Me too.
They're going to tell me I screwed up because I didn't do what I said I was going to do.
And there's so, punishment.
Yeah. And so it is that the doing what we say we're going to do is the most important thing we can do is to discover and be ourselves and be fully us and share that with the world, whatever that is. Everybody's unique. So, you know, your own cat dance or my dance without cats or whatever it is, you know, we're all unique. So having that discovery and that full embrace and belonging and just, sharing, being you and sharing you wherever you go and with the world in whatever way that means. You know, even if that's you're taking a walk and you share you, you say something up, you say something to the person that's passing you in such a way that it makes a difference in their day. So that, you know, the accountability, the way I see it oftentimes, and perhaps that's my resistance to it, is about something external. I need to accomplish X. And, right. So instead is that encouragement to be fully you. Oh, are you being you now? Are you belonging to you now? Do you feel at home in you now? Are you feeling at home in yourself now?
Yes.
Oh, it sounds like you're not feeling at home in yourself. Oh, I encourage you to get back to yourself, to belonging to you, return to you. I mean, that would be really, really transformational if we help each other in that way.
It is. And, you know, I'm now it's a full circle for me because what will, so that accountability piece really is, so if I made a goal of, I'm going to make $1 million, but yes, why not? I'm going to make $100,000 in the next 2 months, right? And if I really held myself and I didn't, and I say, you got to hold me to it and I've got to make my calls and do my things. And now if I didn't make it, it's not a dissatisfied feeling. It's an external ego failure feeling. But when I am not having fun, being joyful and everything, and being my inner, you know, who I truly am, then I don't feel like a failure. I would feel dissatisfied. There's such a unique difference between, do you see where I'm going? Do you feel that?
Yes. Well, okay. And what if you did make it? And what if this was all ego asserting itself and you ego having a really strong ego that just pushed through every obstacle and just climbed the mountain and there it was on top of Mount Everest saying I made it and you know and it was all ego and it was all in not belonging to yourself not I mean perhaps you have the skills to make that $100,000 and yet are you satisfied? Do you feel the joy in that or is it or do you feel like, huh, look at me? Okay, now I'm going to make a quarter mil. You know, so it is that just because we get it or we don't get it doesn't mean it's alignment with us. It's learning what is our alignment, discovering who we are and choosing what's in alignment. And, you know, I chose last year and, you know, I had invited you to it, to this loom, the circle about abundance, but it was so much effort on telling people and trying to get people to go there. And it was beautiful. It was lovely. There were lovely people there. And this is not in any way dissing it. But for me, it just turned out to not be in alignment. I mean, I would love that extra money for sure. But that whole way of going about it was so not in alignment with who I was that I felt so... It just made me, it didn't make me feel, my response to the whole thing was that I felt pressure and I felt inauthentic in presenting it to other people. And so it is that willingness to recognize, okay, this is not my alignment, and step away from that and go find your alignment.
And I think that's where that question is coming up, to have you have a little chat with the divine again. It's around, how can we best tune into when it's effort, which is more ego, or alignment, which is more inner true self. Effort and pressure versus alignment and ease.
Yes, that's what I was feeling. Effort and pressure versus alignment and ease. Oh, and don't we all want that ease?
Yes.
But because
just to highlight this, because when we're feeling this, we might think at times, and this is where I think that it's going to be helpful to get some advice here, is what if it's pressure, but maybe because we really are wanting to do it. It's truly going to bring satisfaction, and we're feeling the pressure, but not to misrecognize that and say, oh, no, but that's pressure, then I don't need to do, you know what I mean?
Well, and so it's not to say that, you know, say you were climbing Mount Everest and that was your alignment. There's still going to be some effort, you know, right?
Right, exactly. Yes.
You know, so, but it's that pressure. It's that pressure that's internal or externally applied versus the ease of doing that.
Yes, yes.
And that alignment. Oh, when you know it's your alignment, it's you move more and more into the truth of who you are. And I could see that even in the show, you know, when we started and we were doing, we had this idea to have live callers and we'd channel whatever showed up and I felt pressure.
Yes.
Because really the divine has some message that they want to share through me. And because that's my relationship with divine. That's my purpose. That's why I'm here. You know, we all have something unique. It's not that this is, you know, they let me know all the time that this is your uniqueness, but it's not your overly specialness, you know. And so we all have our own uniqueness. And so, but I felt that pressure to, what if they don't like the message? What if this, what if that? And, mm-hmm. and I realized that it was slightly not the alignment that was true to me, which is listening to the divine and sharing something that is helpful for everybody, if anyone who's willing to listen anyway. So it's that pressure is so important. When we feel that pressure, that we know that, okay, somehow it was very close, but it was a little bit off of the mm-hmm. truth of who I am. And so there's no pressure in that when you're in resonance with who you are.
Yes. And I was thinking about that when something's aligned, in alignment, you know, okay, it's all straight. You just go whoosh. And so if it's a little bit off, you kind of go, oh, you know. So that is a perfect question to go into, is the, how can we recognize, you know, I guess easier, right? More easily, with effort and pressure versus alignment and ease?
Yes. Okay, I'm just writing this down to jog my memory later. Okay. I can feel the vibration of it. Oh, yes. I'm just going to turn it right over to you, Divine. Oh, effort and pressure, or alignment and ease. And we are here to encourage all of you to step into your full alignment with who you are. There is great ease in that. You can accomplish great things that would require so much pushing and striving and struggling without all of that. If you are in alignment with yourself, if you are in full resonance with who you are, and that example that Noemi Gray shared of this radio show, of stepping more into alignment with who she was, there is ease. We love the ease and of this alignment with Noemi and Lisa, and we, the two of you, your alignment. We love that ease, the flow. We can see it. It flows because it is in alignment with the truth of who you are. And so this is something that we want you all to experience. So many of you have struggled your entire lives, and everything, life is hard. And that's a saying. Some people say, well, life is hard. How is it? Oh, life is hard. If life is always hard, it is because you are not connected fully to us, but you are also disconnected from yourself. You are in that separation. You are not in alignment. You might be partially in alignment. You might be very far from alignment. So recognize that life is hard, especially when life is hard and there is not a whole lot of external circumstances that are hard. Why does life feel hard? Because you have stepped out of yourself. You have stepped out of alignment with who you are. You have stepped out of being fully connected to you, being fully you. And when you're not you, being you is the easiest thing. It really is. And no one can be you but you. And so when you step back into that essence of you and that truth of you, and you start to become more and more of that, life becomes easier and easier. The striving, the stress, the challenging, it diminishes. Doesn't mean that there are no hardships in your life, but it is how you are with them. They do not take over your life, and they do not consume you, and you have found your strength within yourself, and you're not pushing against them. You're standing in the strength of the truth of who you are, and in that truth is peace. And then joy arises from there. And so if you are struggling, stop. Whenever you're struggling, stop and ask yourself, am I in alignment with who I am? Is this struggle? Is this striving? Is this harsh? Is this hardness? If there's hardness there in some way, there is greater alignment for you that is possible. And if you don't know how, you can always ask us, how can I be more aligned with myself? How can I be more connected with myself? How can I be more connected with Source? And we will show you. We will guide you. We will guide each one who asks. We do not select certain people to guide and only listen to them. No, we guide all of you. We are here. If you ask and you're with an open heart, we will guide you. And so if life is hard, stop. Life does not have to be so hard. Last time we said healing does not have to hurt. And now we say life does not have to be hard. Yes, there are hardships in life. But life, as life being hard, as the MO, it is as the way that you experience life, is not what life is meant to be. That is life in disconnection from you and from us. And so while life can be hard, yes, that is part of the human experience. Are you in alignment with yourself? Are you fully connected with yourself? And are you fully accessing all of the resources that you have within you and in connection to us, to your source? And if you are, that hardship, it shifts. It comes into a more resonance with you. And so that within that hardship, you can be fully you. You can be embracing fully you. And that hardship doesn't consume you the way it does when you're disconnected from you, when you're separated from you, when you're in that struggle. And so in the hardship, embrace yourself. Embrace your connection to us. Learn to do this. It is a practice. You may not even know how to do this, but you can start by saying, right now, I want to embrace me. Right now, I want to be connected to me and to the divine. With so much more to say, we are ending here in gratitude for this question and in gratitude for each one of you. Great love. Namaste.
Oh, beautiful. I want to share the one line that was just I'd like to leave everybody with. And I pulled this from your beautiful channeling there, Noemi.
Thank you.
In the truth of who you are, wait. In the truth of who you are is peace, and joy arises.
I remember that. And joy arises. Yes.
Yes. And so there's that alignment and ease. And so in alignment is peace. There's no struggle. There's no striving. So in the truth of who you are is peace, and joy arises. And I think that's a beautiful thing for people just to kind of feel and yeah, here for the day.
I love this. It's so No need to strive. If we're striving, we're disconnected. We're out of the truth of who we are. We're out of alignment. We're not belonging to ourselves. We're belonging to the thing we're striving towards. So bringing ourselves back to us. No need to have that pressure and that pushing. We can have the grace and ease.
Exactly. And if we've noticed effort and pressure, then in that hardship, learn to embrace yourself. And that was another beautiful line. So. Thank you, Noemi. That. This has just been a lovely, beautiful hour with everyone here and feeling everybody's energy and yours. And thank you so much for starting the new year off right.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone listening. You do add to the energy. Your listening, your presence here adds to the vibration and uplifts all of this communication that we have here. So thank you. We welcome you back in 2 weeks on the 24th, and we will be expanding our message and our receiving from the divine.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.